This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're going to be joined by a mystery guest in a few. The last time we did a mystery guest, it was Mr. Wash. We love him. And we can get free car washes now.
I believe our mystery guest history is Paul Stanley.
Okay.
Mr. Wash. Who else have we done?
Few more.
That's about it.
Rom.
Rom was a mystery guest.
Worst mystery guest ever.
I think we did a few more.
Worse than Rom. Impossible.
Would
you put this guy way above this guest? Or I don't know if it's a guy or girl, but would you put this guest above all of those?
I'm not saying that.
Oh. Yeah.
I noticed what Valdez is doing with the musical selection by The Who.
Thank you.
By the way, I used a free gift card for Mr. Wash yesterday.
You did? Very nice.
In Arlington.
You didn't use the Fast Pass?
I don't have that.
You didn't get that? Oh, yeah. You're missing out. I did the Fast Pass, and it literally took 3 minutes for the entire deal.
That's fantastic.
They scanned it. You went right to the front of the line, drove right through.
Skipped all the
drove
drops.
Out. Done. 3 minutes. Yeah. It was the greatest.
Did you forget the tip?
Tip. Well, I wouldn't have tip. I was never left my car. Nobody did anything.
Don't you usually tip at those joints?
Oh, you were in the car?
Yes.
If they do the inside, you might tip.
At the Arlington store.
They pat down dry.
Arlington store, nope, you cannot stay in the car.
Yeah, you got to get out. Yeah. Right, I get it.
Ah, got it.
All right, so we have a mystery guest on the line.
All right, what are the parameters?
We're going to ask him a few questions, or could be a she.
We don't know.
It's only a yes or no. They can only answer yes or no.
Yes.
Correct.
And we have no clue. I mean, really, no clue. No genre, nothing.
No.
I'll ask the mystery guest the first question. Are you involved in the world of sports?
No.
Not a sports person.
I recognize that voice.
Are you involved in the music industry?
No.
All right.
Are you involved in television?
No.
Do you live in the D.C. area?
No.
Been on this show in the last 5 years?
Yes.
All right, altering his voice
Vic,
there.
Do you have one?
No.
Have you been on this show in the last year?
No.
Have we given you a vasectomy on this show?
No.
All right. Well, we got
to
come up with some good questions.
You want to start asking horrible questions.
Are you younger than the Junkies? We're 47. Are you younger than 47?
No.
Ooh. He's older than the Junks.
You got an old fart on the line?
Hold on. Just to rewind. Yeah. Oh, I've got my guess.
All right, you know it? All right, how do you know
I don't believe
By the way,
I know
I definitely
it.
Recognize
I'm just
the voice.
It out.
I just am terrible at
I'm
it.
I'm throwing it out. Governor Ehrlich.
Are you Governor
no.
Ehrlich?
No.
Well, he's not in sports, not in entertainment.
I have a question. Is the mystery guest a millionaire?
Ooh. It's a private question, Case.
That needs to be asked.
Are you a millionaire?
Yes.
Oh. All right, let me ask you this. Do you own your own company or multiple companies?
No.
Not in TV.
He's been on the show in the last 5 years, but not the last year. Not in TV. Not in sports. He's not the gov.
Vic.
What else is
millionaire?
Sports entertainment.
Do you like?
There are other things.
I was just going to do a bit. I don't want to do a bit.
Don't do a bit. Ask him a legitimate question.
I'm struggling.
I've got one. Are you a politician?
No.
The thing is, I recognize the voice. I've heard the voice before. That's what's throwing me.
Have we met you in person?
Yes.
In person.
Have you ever given us free stuff?
That's a great question.
No.
Wow.
right.
Are you a Shea Whitey?
No.
Wow.
Narrowing it down a bit. Not a Whitey.
Is that does he understand what we're saying?
So he has some ethnicity to him.
All right, so hold on. No, Drabby and Valdez are saying he doesn't understand the question.
Okay.
Right, so is it a white guy,
Drabby? Yeah.
It's a white guy.
Oh, okay.
He is, he is a white guy. All right.
Yes.
Have you ever had sex with a black girl?
Good question.
Yes.
Ooh. Might be a clue.
He likes the brown sugar.
Did he say, I'm sorry, oh, he's not local, right? So,
not local.
Do you live on the East Coast?
Yes.
Do you live in New York City?
Yes.
He lives in NYC.
All right.
We're going nowhere, though. I don't feel like we're getting any closer.
Are you, but
we've narrowed it down to New York City. There's only 20 million people there.
Mystery guest, are you an entrepreneur?
No.
He said he doesn't own his own business. Didn't he say that earlier?
All right, hold on. Are you in the entertainment business at all?
Yes.
Okay, we already asked him TV.
So he's a musician.
I got it. It's Mark Roberge.
No, because he's older than us.
And he's been on in the last year.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I liked your confidence, though.
I thought I nailed it.
No,
I thought
he's older. Did he say he is a musician?
I asked him that. And he said no. All right. He's in the entertainment business, though. You know what? He might be a magician. Yeah. Are you a magician?
No.
Are you an actor?
We asked him that.
He's not in entertainment.
Kind of.
Oh, he said he was in entertainment. He said he is kind of an actor.
There's been 50 clues. I can't remember them all, Valdez. Back off. Just relax over there.
We asked him if he was.
It's easier for you. You know who it is.
What the hell does kind of an actor mean? Maybe he's been like in an infomercial or
okay,
gone
so
like
it's like a guy
commercial
that acts,
work.
It's like
he's kind of an actor who's not on TV.
Well, it's like me at a Crop Metcalf spot.
Well, could be, right.
Maybe it's Tim Crop. He lives out in this area.
Lives in New York City. White guy, older than 47.
Oh, Stu Feiner. This is Stu Feiner.
No. Oh.
All right, have you ever appeared in a motion picture?
Yes.
Oh. So have we.
So he's an actor. He's some sort of actor. Right, did you play yourself in the movie?
I have.
He's played himself.
I have.
He lives in New York City, played himself.
I have no clue.
I'm embarrassed. We're not getting closer,
Hold
though.
Hold on. Don't give up.
I feel bad for the mystery guest. Okay. We're not getting closer,
I think I've got it.
You do?
Older than 55 years old?
No.
He's in that sweet spot.
Who is it?
48 to 55.
You got to ask him if it's him first.
Yes.
You have to ask him.
You know you got it.
I'm 80% sure.
All right.
Is the mystery guest Michael Rapaport?
No.
Oh,
Cakes. I said I was 80%.
Cakes, we asked him.
I don't hear any guesses from the rest of you.
Hold on. I gave you the gun. How could you be 80% confident?
My confidence was high.
He's been on in the last year.
But hold on, Cakes. We asked him if he was in TV, and he said no.
He said he's been in a motion picture.
Okay, well, he lied to me then, because I asked him if he was in TV.
Well, he lied to you.
Where are we going?
I wonder what other kinds of entertainment there are. Maybe one like this.
So it's a radio guy.
Ooh.
New York City.
Oh, it's Mike. Is it Mad Dog? No, he's younger.
No.
He's 55.
Is the mystery guest
between 48 and 55?
Is the mystery guest? I'm just throwing it out there. Craig Carton?
Craig Carton, right? Is this Craig Carton?
There's no chance.
There's no chance. Craig Carton.
No.
That's what I could promise you.
There's a better chance it's Tim Virgin.
Yeah. All right. We need help.
Give us another question.
Lifeline.
Give us a good question.
Lifeline.
Radio
I know
guy.
You already know.
All right.
It.
Does he do sports radio?
I think we need to have like a 10 question limit.
He doesn't do sports radio, but he does radio.
We lose. We got to have like a limit.
Who is it?
He's coming to the DC Improv.
Oh, is it Gilbert Gottfried?
Oh, my God.
Gilbert's like 100.
This is Jim Norton.
Oh, is it Norton?
Yay.
Oh, it's Norton.
That's our
we
best.
Have to do
worst.
That. Why do we ever do this stupid thing?
It's
2 minutes. That's hard.
You couldn't have got that.
That's embarrassing.
You couldn't have got that 2 minutes.
I know, it's embarrassing. You know, Jim Norton knows good radio.
You gave up after a minute.
This was the worst radio ever.
You couldn't have got that in 2 minutes.
Because you know what? If we knew we had Jim Norton, we'd spend more time with him.
Yeah.
When you asked me if I was in TV, I've done TV, but I'm not doing anything in TV right now.
Right.
And when you asked me if I was in movies, I was like, yeah, barely. So I didn't know how to answer those questions.
No, Jim, you played.
You did right.
You played the priest, and you got stabbed on the bench. You're definitely an actor.
Oh, you know what? I wasn't thinking of that. You're right. I did have a gig recently. I probably should have said yes when you said you were on TV.
He was in Power.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't think of it.
How did you not think of it? You were in like 10 episodes.
And I think I saw you for a short moment in that show on HBO, Crashing, right?
Yeah, I guess technically I am in TV. I don't consider myself in TV.
Yes, you are.
Plus, he did Louis' show for years.
And you, by the way, Jim, you were pretty damn good in Power. I thought you were good.
Thank you. Yeah, they gave me a good stabbing at the end of season 4.
You were a drug-dealing priest.
That was freaking torturous.
Yeah, by the way, I already have tickets. I'm going to go see Jim Norton in a couple weeks at DCM.
You've already got the tickets?
I love the name of the tour, the bachelor party.
The name of the tour is the Kneeling Room Only Tour, and it's coming to the DC Improv the 22nd through the 24th.
Yes. And nice. I have to jump off in like 2 minutes because I'm doing my own show. We started at 8 o'clock here in New York.
Yeah, that was the world's longest bit ever.
We botched it. We're sorry.
Yeah, we're the worst.
That's okay. I love you guys. It's fun. It was actually making me laugh because I know you guys know me, so I was enjoying being Uncle Paul. This is my Uncle Paul voice.
All right, so listen, I know. I'm sure the shows are going to be sold out or whatever, but you know, either way, you're welcome to come and hang out if you want. I mean, you know that, right? Open invitation.
I would like to. I think I'm coming in a day early. So I'm thinking on the Friday of the weekend, if you guys are in, I would love to, man.
Awesome.
I would love to come in and see you.
Of course.
It's probably been a little over about a year and a half since I've been in.
Yeah, we can have
a real conversation with you instead of asking 180 out of
questions.
Honestly,
if we ever do Mystery Guest again, we have to have a limitation on the number of questions.
Why do we suck so bad at it? We're the worst.
It should be 10 questions, and then we lose.
I feel like we need guidance. We're like so dumb.
That's hard.
And we lose because we could have more time with Jim.
I just love that you mentioned Craig Carton. That was my favorite guest. Craig Carton. Is it Ron Goldman?
Yeah. Just how upset I was, Jim.
All right.
Michael Rappaport. All right. Hey, Jim, we know you got to run. Thank you, buddy. We'll definitely try to get you in studio. Open invitation.
All right, guys. I'll see you next week.
All right. Great, thank you, Jim.
Hold on.
All right, bye.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, producers, Jim. Are you embarrassed?
Well, I feel bad.
But that's what happened.
The problem is, first of all, I knew he was coming in when he's coming to town.
Yeah.
So I realized if the interview bombed today that we'd have a real one
in
2 weeks.
Yeah.
But the problem is you guys put the pressure on and you said, we need a real mystery guest, no more Mr. Washes. So I had to do it with a real guest, and now it's embarrassing for us.
Exactly.
No, I think that was good. That was just very hard.
No, that was embarrassing.
The one thing that we spaced was comedian.
By the way, I'm not one bit embarrassed.
We've never been
I'm
good
kind
at that.
Embarrassed.
Not embarrassed
We've
at all. Never been good at that. That's why Paul Stanley got bitter.
No, Paul Stanley. We knew, but we goofed on him. See, we did that.
But hold on.
That was a fake mystery guest.
Well, hold on a second. We asked him if he's ever done television. He said no.
Correct.
Okay, so even if I knew.
Well, no,
even
no. If you, I think you said, is he in TV?
I think there was a disconnect because I think he thought,
he's
most known for being
television.
In TV.
He's done a ton of television.
That's all on a TV show in the last month.
Right. He was in Power, like 10 episodes. Right.
I know, but.
So he threw us off.
I know, but I think he was thinking that I'm not most known for being in television, but I've been in television.
Same thing with you, Jason.
I couldn't know that. So even if you had told me in my ear it's Jim Norton, I wouldn't have guessed it because based on his answers.
I like that you're in comedy. Gilbert Godfrey?
Well, the only reason I said that is because someone texted it.
I think it's Gilbert Godfrey.
But Gilbert Godfrey,
it made you laugh.
Gilbert Godfrey can never do his voice like that.
That's true.
Because you're like, I feel bad for the guest.
Correct.
Well, even worse is that I asked for permission through his PR person yesterday because I didn't want to spring this on him.
Right.
And then when he called in today, I said, you ready to do the mystery bit guest? And he goes, I don't know what you're talking about. But all right.
All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We did the bit a few years ago with where does Ovi stand in terms of DC sports icons.
And he's on the Mount Rushmore?
He's certainly in the top three or four. I can't even remember where we had him. Like, I guess
we had Cousins up there.
I guess we might have had
Bryce.
We had Bryce.
We might have had Daryl Green because of winning all the Super Bowls.
Oh, this was past?
Just iconic DC.
Oh, we had Elvin Hayes, I think.
We had Elvin Hayes.
We had...
I think we had Daryl Green to represent, or Riggins, one of those guys.
Can't remember. We definitely had one of those guys.
I put probably Riggins more popular than Daryl Green.
We didn't have Monk up there?
But who's ultimately more popular, like, from that era?
I feel like Riggins is the most popular.
I feel like Riggins.
And then Daryl Green, too. I think we did the Mount Rushmore of current athletes. That's what I thought you were
talking about. Current athletes is pretty easy. Current is too easy. Bryson.
I'm talking about all-time DC icons. And Ovi, when it's all... The thing is, he's got to win a championship. If he wins a championship, he could be number one.
All right, so that's a good question. On the Mount Rushmore right now, all-time DC athletes, who... Who's on it?
We've done this. I'm telling you, we've done it.
Ovi has to be on that.
All right, well, who's the
Riggins.
Fourth?
I don't know.
Did you have multiple skins on it?
Wes, maybe.
Elvin Hayes.
I almost feel like you might still throw in a baseball guy and throw in Bryce Harper.
No,
I don't think
so. Can't do it?
No way. You're more likely to put like a Frank Howard or something.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
you can't put a guy that we've never seen play before.
I wouldn't, but I'm saying Bryce is not on the list. Now, if he stays here and plays 15, 20 years.
Well, then you might have three Redskins and Ovi.
I mean, I think you probably make room for Elvin Hayes. Isn't he a top 50
player? I remember he was in the discussion.
You had Elvin Hayes. Yeah.
Wes, Riggins, and
Ovi.
And Ovi.
Are we missing anybody?
I think we did talk about Daryl Green because he was here for a lot of the Super Bowls.
Yeah. I think you'd have to have a bullet on there. So,
but I think you do too.
I mean, you could easily have Riggins, Monk, and Daryl Green.
Would you
on
put
it.
Like a Sugar Ray Leonard?
I think you should.
Nah, lower tier sport.
A little bit lower tier. If he was a heavyweight champion.
Let's go to Brandon real quick. I felt like the mystery guest bit was painful, but
so did I.
Apparently, he likes it.
Brandon, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, what's going on, Junks? Hey, yeah, as unsuccessful as you may feel like it was from a listening standpoint, man, I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was hilarious, and I don't think you should put a tally number on how many, because that to me was the funniest part. You know, you guys continuing to go on and get frustrated
Brent,
with one
there's
another.
There's beauty in the struggle sometimes. It's okay.
There is. Well, it was good, guys.
Until Drab basically handed on a silver platter, and you know, I knew Jim Norton was coming to town in a couple weeks because I'm going in a couple weeks with a group of guys for a bachelor party. Like that's part of the bachelor party. And when he said comedy and just talking to Allison when she brought in Bob Marley, it just finally clicked. But that was kind of cheating when Drab tells you comedy.
Hmm. Well, of course. It's
think
a
of
giant
who's coming
clue.
To town.
Well, I don't know why I guess Craig Carton, by the way. He's never been a guest on the show.
But that's funny. It was funny.
It was a funny guest, but Carton's not going to do any radio. He's up for massive charges.
I know.
Did you really think it was Craig Carton?
Not really.
Or are you doing a bit?
Kind of doing a bit.
Yeah.
Isn't he podcasting, though?
I'm sure he is. Everybody podcasts. Everybody has a podcast.
Not me. It's unbelievable.
Jason, somebody's saying Gibbs, but we're talking about athletes, not coaches.
Yeah.
Because then you would put Vince Lombardi. Would
be, right, let me throw another one.
Yeah.
Now, this guy was never a pro, but Bias.
Yeah, I don't think so. Too short a run.
Yeah, plus the tragic consequences around his death. I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't think
he is a local legend.
I don't think he is a legend.
He was a legend, though.
There's no doubt about that.
DC legend.
But I don't think he's going to be in the top five. He doesn't beat those guys that won championships and all that.
But when we did current athletes a few years ago, Kirk Cousins was one of them. And we started off early in the show talking about Kirk Cousins, his letter to the fans. I felt like it was not really heartfelt. It seems like a very calculated letter. You can go to Junkies, our Facebook page, facebook.com/thejunks, and weigh in on if you think it was calculated and disingenuous or if it was a heartfelt letter to the fans. Tom Friend, who writes for Sports Illustrated, contributed a piece to the Sports Capital, where our buddy Brian McNally is now running a website, thesportscapital.com. And it's really interesting. His opinion piece is that he's enjoying the end of the You Like That era. And I just want to go through a couple of the paragraphs.
I kind of am, too. Get out of here.
You're celebrating it
as well. I'm kind of over it. Just go.
So Tom Friend used to work for ESPN the magazine for a while. And he writes, I did a profile on Peyton Manning back in my days at ESPN the magazine. And Cousins reminds me of Manning in one profound way. He manipulated. I knew Manning for all of 5 minutes when he asked my name, and then he called me Tom the rest of the afternoon. I watched him do a group interview later in the day and heard him call every other writer by their first name as well. Perhaps his intentions were pure. Maybe I'm too cynical, but it struck me as a way to curry favor to make you think I'm perfect quarterback man with perfect manners. I did some snooping around the locker room, and some of Peyton's Colts teammates agreed with me off the record that Peyton's a good actor. You've seen his commercials. Kind of, you know, I'm a Peyton guy.
That hurts you
a
little bit to read that out loud, doesn't it?
But then he goes on to talk about Kirk Cousins in an analogy of this, and he points out Robert Griffin III's, one of his greatest moments, his touchdown pass, or is actually his run against the Vikings, mm-hmm. where he scores
like
that long touchdown.
70-plus yarder.
He goes, you know the magic that happened. Griffin faded back, saw an opening, and sprinted. Olympic speed toward the end zone for a 76-yard touchdown. But go to YouTube and watch it again. As Griffin is heading to the end zone, with offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan raising his arms heavenward, with FedEx Field rivaling the link in terms of noise, with an entire Redskins nation doing figurative backflips, Cousins is standing alone at about the 30-yard line with his hands behind his back. He doesn't flinch, doesn't cheer, doesn't wave him in. He's emotionless. That, to me, will always be the real Kirk. Yes, he was young and relatively new in town, but it struck me as odd and selfish that 75,000 Redskins faithful were on cloud nine except one.
I'm not going to kill Kirk for not going crazy when RG3 scored a touchdown.
Now, this is the one against the Vikings.
The one isolated incident.
I'm going to watch it, and it is a little bit telling. You're not emotionally invested in the moment.
And then he goes on to say, just whether
there's
he's...
no doubt about that.
And he goes, when
teammates get excited.
And this is just another way to think of things.
He's a douche.
Except for when you feel like you're the better quarterback.
Right, which he
matter.
Was.
Which
he
matter.
Was right. He
but
was.
But not in 2014. And then he goes, when it was reported after his horrendous 2014 season, that Kirk would be working out with John Gruden, the head coach's bro, that again struck me as odd and calculated. Just when you look back on it, he's Eddie Haskell.
There's a lot of vilifying Kirk.
Maybe, but
Kirk on the way out.
Look,
the
we've
door.
Already established.
That's what's happening.
We've already
here.
Established there was no emotional attachment.
He's
between,
dead to me.
Between the Cousins and the team and the city. Just
he didn't like those guys.
He didn't like.
They didn't have faith.
There's a lot of water being carried for Bruce Allen with his poisonous message for Kirk on his way out the door.
Right.
Well, hold on. Well,
he felt mistreated, and disrespected.
No one's doing it to support
and
Bruce.
Look, we'll see what happens.
Just doing it because they feel jilted.
We'll see what
directly
happens.
Directly to support Bruce, but you're kind of towing his line.
Tom
if you're
Friend.
Just scorching Kirk on his way out to Minnesota or wherever he winds up.
In this opinion piece, look, he kind of portrays Kirk as a selfish, somewhat disingenuous guy. And he points to what the Redskins think. They could be 100% wrong.
Dude, that
he
is
says,
a,
quite
that is a
simple
good
in their eyes, they think under Gruden's tutelage, a lot of people can throw for 4,000 yards. Doug Williams told him, we've got to put some people in place, but offensively, Jay does a good job. Whoever comes in here can throw for 4,000 yards.
Yeah, see, that's completely discounting
they
him.
They disrespect him. I don't. I think he did a nice job here. I would have been thrilled to have him stay for another 5 years. He didn't want to be here. You're dead
that
to
makes me want to root for right. him even more.
I
have the
say,
biggest Kirk flag waiver going forward.
If he had already agreed to an extension, he would be defending Kirk against that article.
Right. I'm a fan. I have a jilted lover. I said it from the beginning.
It's funny.
He's
do
a
you
disingenuous
think, as Tom Friend
douche.
Poses, and I know your answer, but we can throw this out to callers, 800-636-1067.
So
do you think, and Tom Friend writes this, that Kirk was more about Kirk than he was about the Redskins?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Listen to the question when Grant Danny asked, or somebody asked him at the Grant Danny thing, or at some point, maybe it wasn't at that, about the record, about his record. Or maybe it was at a press conference. It might not have been a Grant Danny's final thing they did with him. But at some point, he was asked about his record as a quarterback, and he, you know, and the responsibility a quarterback has for your team record, and he completely blew that off. He just, I can't remember exactly the answer, but he was like, put off by the question, and he was like, well, he wanted to be judged more by his numbers than by the
but
ones
I'm not
that
sure
lost.
that the narrative would be different for many other players. I mean, when I asked who we had on last week, we had Ross Tucker on, and I said, Ross, what percentage of free agents sign with another team because of money versus free agents that sign for a better situation? And what did he say?
He said always go for the money.
He said 98% signed for money.
Right. But Kirk played it like he wasn't that type of guy. And that's where I think he does come
off. Okay, but I'm saying it might not be any different with any other player.
I believe he's probably a lot like other players, but he was portraying himself to be different.
But he acted like he wasn't.
Right. He portrayed himself to be different.
Well, how was he supposed to act?
Instead, he's just like RG3.
I want to get the best deal I can
for myself. He's going to have a video of his free agency trips.
A lot of guys.
No, they don't say it publicly.
Do you remember how much we criticized RG3 for doing the all-in for week one and all that stuff and doing video? Kirk's doing the same thing.
Because you know what? At the time, he didn't know if the best deal was going to be the Skins or some other offer.
No, he knew all along it wasn't going to be.
Well, he didn't know.
No, he kind of knew.
He was probably surprised. He was tagged twice.
I think Tom Friend's all over it. Did you watch the video?
I've watched it 100 times, like the Zapruder film.
Right? You
and
can't
every
see
every Redskin, not every. There's one or two that are still, they have, but I mean, there are a bunch of bums jumping right up and down, coaches, and then Kirk has got his hands behind his back, completely unmoved.
Okay, but what was his reaction when Robert came back to the sideline?
Let's I have no see idea. If we can find Those that. Guys barely spoke.
Probably fake. He didn't invite him in, according to Tom Friend.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, didn't invite him in?
Robert didn't invite him in, or Kirk?
No, Kirk Captain
didn't
Robert.
Like wave Robert over to like high five him or anything.
Yeah. He didn't like Robert.
But they didn't like each
pals.
Other. That was a given.
They were battling.
Robert
for the
felt threatened by him from day one. Kirk resented him from day one. Yeah. Both. I mean, you know, they resented each other.
He also resented the team.
Yes.
Was Kirk more about Kirk than he was about the Redskins?
Look, I hope Kirk leads his team to the Super Bowl, and I hope Alex Smith falls on his face here in D.C.
I'm praying that happens.
You're not Kirk, guys.
I know that's not good for
you're
business.
Not Kirk, guys.
Look, I know that's not good for our business. I understand.
Why are you taking that position?
Because I think Kirk was wronged all the way through his tenure here in D.C. And he finally wants to go someplace where he's actually appreciated.
Was he wrong when they gave him $45 million? They wronged him when they utilized their right to
the
franchise
Redskins'
tag him.
Stupidity because they didn't realize his value.
Okay, but did they wrong him in that way? I don't think they wronged him. The guy earned like $50 million here.
Financially, they didn't wrong him, but the way he was treated.
They wronged him by not signing him to a fair offer.
I want Kirk to win the Super Bowl next year, and I want Alex Smith to lead the Skins to 3-13 records.
Yeah, they
saved what I want.
Just think about how much money they saved by tagging him.
Dude, I've watched this thing a million times.
I'm praying that happens.
I've never seen a more passionless teammate.
Terrible teammate.
Terrible teammate.
Oh, you haven't seen a passionless teammate? Wait till you see Alex Smith. That guy describes he's passionless to a T.
All right, let's go to the phones.
I don't know about that.
800-636-1067.
We've met him. He's a good dude.
Let's sneak in a call before the break.
Cakes and I literally have nothing in common.
Apparently not.
We don't have much in
common. I'm actually perversely rooting for Kirk to have a Brock Osweiler.
He doesn't like the Skins and you do. All right, that's what you don't have.
Yeah, it's a disconnect.
That's for sure. All right, let's go to, let me see.
I should be rooting for Alex Smith to go 14-2. Clock number one bonuses left and right.
But you're not.
I'm not.
You're willing to sacrifice that.
The heart wants what the heart wants.
You're willing to sacrifice number one bonus.
What's up, Kevin?
What's up, fellas? There's also the video of him on YouTube in a charity flag football game. He literally throws down the referee on the ground.
Yes, he does.
Because he didn't set the ball fast. Now, that just shows you in a split second what he's like.
He's also, that shows you how competitive he is, too.
Yeah, that's not a big deal to me.
Right.
He's competitive.
I think it was a Kirk doppelganger. I'm not 100% sure it was him. Much like the Junior Gillette on the beach swinging the belt around.
Like, I mean, we're going back years to this video that he's watching like Spruder film.
I mean, I'm breaking it down
but
like
Tom Friend brings it up, and
it's a great observation. Look, no one made this observation in 5 years.
I've seen it before.
Yeah.
I read the letter today that he's in the fan. To me, even though he was trying to say that he was emotional, I didn't feel any emotion at all. It seems so calculated and disconnected.
He's a big phony.
You guys, right, you guys sound like a high schooler that was dumped by his girlfriend and he's crashing her a week later.
Correct.
That's all that's going on.
Correct. I agree. If he was here, I wouldn't. If he had signed here, I wouldn't do this.
So suddenly he's a bad person?
He's a phony. He is a phony. A fake person. But a lot of people are fake.
Why didn't you notice this when you were with him?
You don't relate to this because it's Leave It to Beaver and it's for your time. He's Eddie Haskell. Eddie Haskell was like the nicest guy to Mrs. Cleaver.
Yeah.
And then he was a bad influence.
He was a scammer.
Yes.
Jesus, man. Everyone's jumping up and down. He's just passionless. Arms behind his back. Nothing. Coaches jumping up and down, just scrubs jumping up and down.
He's trying to think of a catchphrase for when he starts.
He wanted RG3 to get caught from behind.
Yeah. All the criticism
that wasn't gonna happen.
Of RG3 and online, social media and stuff like that. He's tagging people left and right.
Well, now he's going to do the whole live.
Let me ask you this.
Bit.
Are we going to talk about Kirk Cousins longer than we talked about RG3?
Oh, I hope not.
Because we still talk about RG3 eight years later.
Not anymore. Robert's so dead. Thank God.
All right, we'll take more of your calls next on Kirk Cousins, who is being wooed by these teams. We'll see where he ends up. He will let you know because he's videoing it and he's tagging every team on social media. You guys did watch Homeland?
Correct.
Yes.
I'm caught up.
What was your rating? Because I gave it an 8 out of 10.
I think that was
I watched
a
it live.
Tad high for that episode.
High.
I'd give it about a 6 and a hook, maybe a 7.
It wasn't as good as the week before.
Correct. No, the week before was a 10.
Yeah. So I'd probably agree with him in between that, maybe a 7.
She's so good.
Carrie was so bitter when she realized that the bug wasn't working in the purse.
Correct. Yeah.
Do you think she's going to tag?
She is a good actress.
Is she going to tag? I don't even know the character's name.
The dark hair guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
My wife has predicted that, and I bet against it, but now I'm starting
to see. Curly-headed donk?
Yeah. What's that
whatever
guy's
his name?
Name
is. I don't know his name.
He's like a former operative.
Yeah. Yeah, they're definitely going to smash at some point.
Really? So I'm
going to
lose that bet with my wife?
I think you're going to lose that bet. Just take the dollar you want off me today for the groovy bet and ship it to
she
your wife.
She does tend to smash.
Because they have the whole bipolar connection
she
thing.
She does tend to smash the people she's close to on the
show.
Yeah,
and he's helping her with her like daily pill regimen, and you know he's kind of gaining access
is
there.
Is she a little bit of a sleut?
Yes.
Hmm. Yes.
By the way, it's...
I mean, she banged Brody in seasons 1 and 2. She didn't even know if Brody was a good guy or bad guy.
Right. She likes gingers. What can you do?
And then she was banging Quinn.
True.
Yep.
Poor so Quinn.
What network is this show on again?
Showtime.
So show the
that
buttons.
Guy's name is Dante. He's Dante in the
Dante.
In the
okay.
Yeah. I mean that.
Not really.
It's not a ton. But
not
I mean,
much.
She'll slut it up just to get her way in things too.
That's true.
Then she'll, you know, take a stick and beat the hell out of you, too.
She's a really good actress.
She's very good.
And that role, she's great.
Mm-hmm.
There's no chance. You're going to watch McMafia today.
Watch McMafia today, yeah. I'm going to watch good McMafia show. And
Hicks,
The Alienist.
Get in on it. There have only been two
McMafia's
episodes.
McMafia's good. It's right up your alley.
I need to try it. Yeah. And I need to keep up with The Looming
Tower,
which
do you like
is
Russian,
really good.
You like Russian terrorists?
Russian.
Do you like stories about Russian terrorists
on Air Force One, Gary Oldman. Yeah, of course. Who doesn't love Russian terrorists?
So yesterday I watched, Mondays and Tuesdays are always packed in my house after the show because I get to watch all my shows. So I watched Homeland yesterday, I watched Walking Dead, and I watched The Chi. All right.
Yeah, every show, I agree with you. I looked at my DVR. Everything's recorded on Sunday or Monday.
Yeah.
Sunday, that's a sweet spot.
Sundays and Mondays are the best nights.
That's a totally different lineup than what I watched. I watched Gas Monkey Garage, Iron Resurrection, and Bitchin' Rides.
Wow, you are into cars now. Why don't you just open up your own garage?
I just sit there watching
Gas Monkey Garage.
Yeah.
Why don't you watch a show? Give a show a shot. Like the Shy's only been on for a season.
I like things
season
I can just turn on
next
whenever.
Week, 10 episodes.
I don't know. I like mindless stuff.
The Shy's a poor man's Boys in the Hood. Based in Chicago, not in L.A., but
right.
Poor man, but it's good. I mean, the acting's a little, but there's good storylines.
Is the acting shaky?
There's a couple actors.
You lose me when
it's
bad.
No, there's a couple actors that are bad, but.
So you watched.
The storyline's good.
You watched 3 hours of drama yesterday.
Yeah, but you fast forward through a lot of that.
So you're fast forwarding when you watch?
Sometimes.
The commercial breaks.
Sometimes.
Like Walking Dead has commercial breaks.
But you're not fast forwarding through the actual drama of it, are you?
No,
like
no,
waiting
no.
to see scenes of certain people? It's normal to fast forward through commercial breaks. Of course you do that.
I find you can fast forward.
There's
in Walking Dead, you can fast forward sometimes where they're just like walking and pondering.
Yeah, of course.
Believe me, I do.
Walking is in the title.
There's
of course they're walking everywhere.
Walking and pondering on that show.
For whatever reason, I've just never gotten into Walking Dead.
The whole dialogue with the priest, you know, the black guy, and then the doctor.
Yeah.
Remember he gets shot in the...
Yes.
I fast forward through all that. That's boring. The priest and the doctor dialogue is boring.
To Rick and Negan.
Yeah, I just want to get... When Negan comes on, I'm riveted.
Rick and Negan.
It's all about Rick and Negan. Yes, that's true. But yeah, Sundays and Mondays are busy.
You don't know what Negan's baseball bat's nickname is?
Lucille.
Lucille. I've seen it. I didn't know it had a nickname.
Well, it's a bat with barbed wire.
I know. I know the gist of it.
And he pummels people.
I've never actually seen
him
use it.
He's Bryce Harper with that thing.
I know the pop culture aspect of it. I've just never watched it.
He could probably hit 40 bombs a year.
Valdez, I see you put on your Twitter the tiger gift that a listener, or you put it on your Instagram.
Yeah, very not safe for work.
It's
not
very
safe for work.
NSFW.
But
listener,
it is funny.
Apparently he saw this in Amsterdam, which makes sense because it's there's no way you could sell this in the United States. They'd be sued in 2 seconds.
Of course.
But there is I don't even know what you would call it. It's like the size of one of these bobbleheads.
It's like a sports figurine.
Right. But it's Tiger. It's called Tugging Tiger, and you can imagine what he's doing.
Yeah.
And I guess, I don't know if they sold it like a sex shop in Amsterdam or if it's just sort of there on the street. And we were thinking to put it up in the studio, but I don't think there's any way we can.
There's no chance we can put it in.
I mean,
the
you would.
I don't think there's any place
to,
we can put
like,
it. You'd cover his pants,
like tape around the midsection or something.
We'd put like a towel around his pants.
Right.
It's a wind-up toy too.
Yeah, because he's doing something with his hand.
Yeah.
Now, did this come about around the same time as the accident where he hit the fire pole or whatever, or did this happen?
Yeah, because the background of the toy has a bunch of girls in bikinis behind them.
Right, so this was in the heyday
when
all the new girls were coming out, all the Perkins waitresses and everything.
Does it have, I got a glance of it. When
$7.50.
Does it have the Nike swoosh on his lid, on his shirt, or no?
That's a good question.
Did they dodge those?
But no, it's got a Sunday red, red on.
Oh, yeah, it definitely has a Sunday red.
Sunday red and black pants. It's one of the most not safe for work toys I've ever seen. Did you see it?
I just saw it in the package.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't want to see it.
Guy wanted me to, but he actually brought it to me because he thought I would want that. I didn't want to be within 100 feet of that
what
thing.
What are you going to do with that?
Trust me, the last thing I want to be doing is touching this thing because who knows what kind of bacteria is on
it. Put it on Bic Bay. Sign it and put it on Bic Bay.
Somebody commented, is that EB's hand?
I wouldn't be surprised.
So yeah. I wouldn't give him a favor.
EB manipulating
I would draw the line at giving him a favor.
I just hope he plays well this week. I just want him to play well.
Me too.
I want him to be in the mix.
More importantly, I want him to play well at Augusta. I have my doubts.
Yeah.
If Augusta, Tiger could sweep all, if he won all the majors this year, what would you do to make that happen?
What do you mean by that?
If you could guarantee that Tiger wins every major in 2018, I know it's hypothetical. You work with me?
Yeah. It's hard to when it's like impossible, but okay.
But if somebody, if the devil came in this room and said, I'll make a deal with you, EB.
Silly devil impression.
Yeah, do your devil impression.
EB, let's make a deal. That sounds like a Muppet version of the devil, by the way.
You sound like a Muppet.
And morphing into your Mike Shinn.
So what are you asking me?
You
like, what sort of gay
Tiger
thing
could win
would I do?
All four majors, but you had to consummate with Tiger. What would you do? Oh. What are your limits? Are there limits?
Yeah. I would wave my hand toward. I would help him with. I would do that. That's
I would
where
do
I would stop.
I would do it for money. I would do it for a lot of money.
Not for four majors to witness.
I don't
four
care
majors.
About the four majors. I would just do it for whatever he's talking
right,
about.
Just
the
money.
Devil. I would do it for $5 million. He can do whatever he wants with it.
Wow.
He can treat my body that? Like a circus.
And you would explain that to your daughters how. Daddy just had to pay
the
bills.
I didn't say I'd have to. Well, I would have to explain it to them.
Well, it'd be public knowledge.
Yeah, I mean, you walk home with a big sack
of
money.
Part of the deal.
I mean,
he's not a private.
Oh, it's part of the deal. So it's got to be on like video.
Oh, I mean, it's just like it's known.
I do know this. Tiger is one of your favorite guys, but John Daly is also one of your favorite guys, and he's going to be on the show at this time tomorrow.
Oh, that's amazing.
9 o'clock. We're going to have.
I know we've had John Daly on
the show.
Been a while.
Maybe once or twice, but yeah, love John. Like, you want to talk about a guy that you like love? Like, that's a guy you want to hang out with. Like Tiger. He's just not a good guy.
Yeah,
you don't want to hang with him. Daly.
I mean, Daly still doesn't he still do the bit where he pulls, like, he'll pull his RV up, like, two blocks away from the gate.
We have to ask him
Augusta.
That. And sell
and he'll
all
just sell
books
merch.
And
he'll just hang out, take pics.
I'm not
he'll
sure
the
if he still
thing.
Does that, but he's done that for years.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be surprised if he still does that. But he's also a guy that just loves to play golf. He'll play with his buddies barefoot, play guitar
drink,
out of the golf
beers.
Course, just drinking beers.
Yep.
Hit a few drivers off your nose.
Yeah.
And he loves, guys, like, high-limit slot machines. That's, like, one of his vices.
He likes to throw the cash and bet it all. He does.
And he'll drink, like, 12 Diet Cokes out of the course.
I'll be honest with you. If there was a guy, like, you had to pick your four. He's in my foursome. Like, your dream foursome is John Daly. Because he's going to have fun.
Great
stories. Tell great stories. He's just going to be charming.
He might show you his hog.
Yeah.
Would you rather,
there's a good chance of
would
that.
Would you rather play with Daly than Tiger?
Oh, yeah. Playing with Tiger would be
fun.
Miserable. I really think he'd be miserable.
Never
he's
know.
Not going to socialize with you.
Just
he's
never
off
know.
To himself. No,
it's a,
I know.
It's a new Tiger,
just
though.
Never know.
He'd just needle you every once in a while. It wouldn't be fun.
Tiger, first of all, he thinks he's funny. He's not
he's
funny.
Not funny.
He's an unfunny person.
Eric, yesterday, I think Barso was talking about this. Who would you root for on the final hole of the Masters, Tiger or John Daly?
Oh, Tiger, he obviously.
Probably Tiger for the greatness, but I mean, as a person, John Daly, 100 times out of 100. I don't know, that's a really tough one.
I'd root for John Daly.
That's a really tough one, because I like John Daly 100 times.
I'd root for Daly because he's never won it.
Yeah.
You'd have to root for him to
win
it.
That'd be a great story, too, because John's probably about 53 or something. That'd give Tiger another 10 years.
I know, but you'd get more out of Tiger winning it than Daly winning out of it, especially from doing a radio show.
I know, that's like an impossible question.
So Drab put AWOD on the outline because he has a bracket pool, which I think Cakes filled out.
And Cakes maybe described it as the worst bracket pool he's ever
well,
seen.
Well, have we done this bracket, too?
It's
We've
a movie bracket like pool.
Yeah, but this is different.
Here's a stipulation.
Actually, we did an actor's bracket.
It's right. only movies that were released in 2000 and beyond.
Okay, it's a millennial pool.
Yeah, it's a millennial pool, basically. By so, way, like, 20% of the movies I either haven't seen or literally hadn't heard of.
I just read that 6 out of 10 millennials have quarter-life crises, not midlife crises.
Oh, really?
They have quarter-life crises because basically when they get to that age, 6 out of 10, and it, and AWOD would fit the bill, they're in financial dregs.
Well, he's smack dab in the middle of his if he lives to 100.
But the difference between what I was reading and AWOD is that most of them have some sort of epiphany. And then they figure out a way to dig themselves out of it.
There's no epiphany coming. Right. That kid is not going to change his ways. All right? He's going to live like his dad. His dad is who he is. Minus probably the successful career
He's going to be Maury.
Yeah, like Maury's like retired now, right? My understanding is Maury's kind of like, Maury's retired and, you know, he parks outside concerts and listens to them for free.
Doesn't he do like walking tours down in D.C. where he makes Some side
business. You know, he's like a hustler, whatever. That's minus the hustle part. That's Adam.
Yeah.
Just like sort of vagabond.
So AWOD is doing this for his Play to Win podcast?
I believe so.
And he's claimed
the fame of you?
Shot a picture, not a video.
Just a picture.
His claim to fame is apparently he got Will Compton to fill it out and, tweeted about it. So he feels like it's gaining some momentum.
Somebody tweeted us at Junks Radio today, surprisingly, didn't know that we're going to be talking about AWOD, but might as well slide it in, was whatever happened to the wine girl, the girl that he was supposed to go on a hike with. And I wanted to tweet back without asking AWOD, and I probably could. What do you think happened? It's usually the same ending for
nothing.
Him. It fizzles out.
Yeah,
a whole lot of nothing
happens.
It always fizzles out. Has anything happened since
He's
the girl?
He's not even in there. He's
well, since the girl
around.
Said, nice doing business
nice doing
with
business.
You.
Even though she went back to the place, they wanted to put a movie in. They're sitting there.
They were supposed to Netflix and chill.
Yeah, they're sitting there talking for an hour and a half. He does nothing, and then when he finally makes a move, she rolls out.
Well, actually, when he made the move, she put a hand.
Yeah.
She gave him the Heisman.
Of course, because he's gross.
A hand in his face.
Yes.
Hand in his face.
Yeah. What's going on? What is Adam doing? Is he trying to fix something? What's he doing?
I think he's in the crapper or something.
Oh,
like,
this is what,
maybe on the roof because he's not like, the one on this floor.
Yeah.
His phone's off.
Yeah, he's the worst.
What is
he
doing? Big stupid.
Now, why do you say this thing is gaining momentum? I know that Will Compton.
Will Compton.
Did anybody else fill it out?
Me.
Well, there was a bunch.
You filled it out?
I did.
This is what he said.
I don't know why.
I haven't seen.
There's a guy that somehow he knows on the Ballers. Who plays an offensive lineman on that show?
Or Ballers.
Lineman?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did I say?
The Ballers.
Oh, yeah. Because right, he went, I remember he, for one of his celebrity shootouts, I think the guy's name's Omar or something.
One of the actors. He texted him last night and asked him to fill it out. And the guy responded,
"Here's Omar.
I'm on the set of Ballers right now, but I'm trying to find a printer so I can pass it out to everybody on set."
Oh,
and now
kidding.
He thinks The Rock is going to fill out his dumb movie bracket.
He's insane.
Oh, my God.
You never know.
The Rock pass that bracket to me? Can I mention some of the horrible movies that are on this bracket?
Well, I've never heard of Vicky Barca. Is that a real movie?
Vicky Barca
is that shorthand for
Barcelona.
Barcelona. Vicky. I don't know what that is. That's a 5 seed. He has The Hangover as a 15 seed. Criminally underseeded. I mean, I don't know what he's doing there. Cabin in the Woods is an 8 seed or 9 seed. Has anybody ever seen that?
I don't even know who's
that
in that.
That's
a horror movie.
50-50. You ever seen that movie?
Never heard of it.
Seth Rogen and I believe Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Is about a raffle?
One of them's dying of cancer. I think Gordon-Levitt. He has that as a 2 seed.
I didn't finish
it. And he has
it.
Blow with Johnny Depp as a 15
no,
seed.
No, it's a horrible
in the
bracket.
First round.
It's a horrible bracket.
It's god awful.
Look where he has No Country for Old Men. What's that seeded?
A 14 seed.
Right. I heard there
that should be a one.
I heard there are all kinds of misspellings. I saw Dar.
Well, of course there are misspellings. He's stupid. How can you be a good speller when you're dumb?
By the way, when we were doing our top 5 movies, I completely slept on No Country for Old Men. That should have been my top 5.
I mean, it's good. I don't think it's the top 5.
Oh, come on, Cakes. It's a great movie.
That's the one where he's flipping the coin.
Yes.
It's a great movie.
I had to have room for Wizard of Oz. I had to bump No Country for Old Men. All right, and so, Javier Bardem.
So I don't want to interrupt this, but just sort of in the middle of this, we're sort of in the tampering period, right? Free agency officially starts tomorrow. Jason LaCofora just tweets, the Skins are working hard to retain a lot of their own free agents, who, by the way, include Zach Brown, who's obviously going to be shopping himself, Junior Gallette, who's desperate to shop himself, Trent Murphy, who apparently there is interest from other teams out there.
Yeah, I'm kind of stunned by that.
They could lose those three guys.
Well, if I were the Skins, I would let Junior Gallette, I would let him shop till he drops. I'm not
interested. Has he been here 2 years?
2 years, but it was, you know, coming off two torn Achilles.
Okay, but he hadn't done anything.
He showed flashes late. I actually would love to keep him.
I want a guy who does more than show flashes.
Right.
Well, you assume he will.
I mean, he was healthy last year.
He was, and he started, but he didn't get a lot of playing time. But anyway, okay. Nevertheless, they say Spencer Long, according to Jason LaCofora, probably won't be one of those guys returning. I think a lot of us knew that.
What about Ryan Grant?
Strong market forming for him.
What about Grant?
Oh, no, I haven't heard yet. I mean, no, he's going to, he wants to see what's
out
there.
Like that dude, is it Andrew Norwell, is resetting the interior lineman market because it looks like he's agreeing to a deal with the Jags for crazy money, like $65 million. $30 million of it guaranteed for a left guard.
I mean, that's a lot of cash.
It is a lot of money.
Did you hear about the guy from, I think he plays for Denver, the defensive end? Is it Adam Gostis? I think it's Adam Gostis, who was arrested and charged with rape.
Oh, I saw the headline.
Yes, back in like 2012 or something.
2013 when he was at Georgia Tech.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if she went to the cops in 2013 or if she's just now going to the cops.
She certainly,
but he
recently
was arrested in, I think he was arrested in Atlanta.
Yeah, he surrendered.
Yeah,
I think,
yeah.
Last week,
but that happened in 2013. I don't know what happened back then. I didn't follow the story in 2013. Didn't even know who he was.
Right. Well, it's not good.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't even recognize his name when they said he was arrested.
It doesn't bode well for him that it happened so long ago, and yet they still did arrest him. You know what I mean? So they must have something.
Yeah.
Beyond just her word, I don't know. Yeah, but that's scary. But anyway, as far as the Redskins go, you know, I kind of sleep on the fact that we could lose quite a few of those guys on the defense. And the defense was bad last year.
Gallette just tweeted about 35 minutes ago, they got fat all in uppercase while I starved. It's my MY, both caps, turn.
Yeah.
And isn't it a picture of Breland? Who's it a picture of?
I mean, he's wearing 26. But he has a New Orleans Saints logo tattooed on his left bicep. So it's clearly Gallette. Mm-hmm. But he's wearing Breland's number, like, during training camp, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know
it's
why.
It's a weird pick.
I unlike Jason, I like Junior Gallette, and I think he has a lot to offer. So, but I know he wants to get paid, and I know he wants to play. He didn't get a lot of snaps.
I don't dislike him. It's just that he hasn't done much. In
he hasn't done much, but I think he showed a lot of flashes. A lot more last year than the year before, and late especially. So I would like to keep him, but I know he wants to leave. I get that sense. And the way they're throwing money around out there, he's probably going to find a spot.
Well, here's the bigger question. All right. Are you going to watch the play-in games tonight?
No.
On True TV?
On no. True. There are two games on True TV.
I may
TV.
Watch a little.
I mean,
what I'm
not
going to watch start to finish. Is it Cuse?
No, Cuse is tomorrow. It's LIU, Brooklyn, and Radford, and then it's the late game, St. Bonnie's and UCLA. Now, the problem is the St. Bonnie's UCLA game doesn't start till about 9:20.
Not watching that.
Too late.
Plus, you've got the Wiz playing at 7 o'clock tonight against the T-Wolves.
Okay, well, the Wiz will be over by the time the UCLA game starts.
Oh, wait, I'm completely sleeping on my plans for the evening. I'm going to be in Valdez's hood watching Papa Roach opening for A Day to Remember at the UMBC Event Center.
What is
I'm
it?
I'm not watching anything
what
tonight.
2003?
Might be.
So you decided to do that during the week today? Sometimes you decide not to do stuff like that.
What tickets were bought months ago.
What put it over the top, though? You knew it was during the week. What time is the event?
Doors at 6:30.
All right, but they're not going to
first
stage
band at 7.
All right, but Papa Roach not going to hit the stage by 8:39.
Four bands.
Oh, they're not going to hit the stage by 9 or 10.
I won't be home till midnight.
Last resort.
It's going to be
on
top.
Just your love for Papa Roach.
Well, I like Papa Roach and I like A Day to Remember. They're both silly.
Right.
So hold on. That's where?
He wants to get away with murder.
UMBC.
You're going to go all the way to Catonsville.
Yes,
what time does that start?
Doors at 6:30.
Yeah, but the bands are going to go on.
7.
Oh, my God. 7, what do you do to yourself? You're going to get to bed at midnight.
I know.
And then he's going to do the Cakes Challenge in a couple weeks.
I don't get
the Cakes Classic Bounty at MGM National Harbor, first Wednesday of every month.
Yeah,
but the next one, I will have lodging set up either at Homewood Suites or at MGM. I just can't do. I can't walk that tightrope again.
I almost did the Cakes move this morning. I gave my car over to Chris.
Yep.
And I was walking away, and then I hear the horn beep.
Yep.
I had taken the keys.
Yeah. See, I've done that before. It's a bad move. My car doesn't like it when the key fob exits the vehicle. It's a big fan.
You know, Jippy, you weren't kidding. It is official, it sounds like. I don't know if you saw the quote from Kirk, but they're definitely having a film crew document this whole thing. It's not just like a rumor.
Yeah.
It's for real. He says, we're opening up our home to, and it is kind of cool, but.
Look, Tom Brady did it, and I found myself actually liking Tom Brady. And
maybe
the, will. The
we're opening up our
Tom
home
bit.
To allow a behind-the-scenes look into what really transpires before the contract number scrolls across the bottom line of ESPN, Cousins told Adam Schefter.
They're just going to have a film crew on his face with a huge smile.
Yeah,
when gets his monster
yeah I would
deal.
Say something.
That's
he's
what
de-
I would do.
He's dead to me, but I'm watching that. I think I'm going to watch. I want to see how much behind-the-scenes footage they actually put.
Yeah, that'd be
like,
cool.
Are they on the phone talking to Minnesota, well, talking to Arizona, talking to whatever?
Hopefully they have like reaction to Case Keenum going to Denver. I mean, I don't think anybody expected that to be the first domino.
You know what?
Especially with all the guys from Denver who are basically begging Kirk to come to Denver.
I want the camera
focused
on his. I want it focused on his checking account.
Well, talk about
when that first check hits.
Well, how about the check, the pay raise that Keenum's getting? He made $2 million.
Yeah.
He made $2 million this year, and he's going to be making $20 million for what? 4 years?
Probably set 3 or 4, I would guess.
Boom, like that, set for life.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can play 1 year out of the league, you set for life.
Life-changing money.
Unbelievable.
It's what Case Keenum is walking into.
Well, does it fit Kirk Cousins' character that he's doing this? Like the Kirk Cousins,
the real Kirk Cousins, or the Kirk Cousins that
the Kirk
he portrayed
Cousins
for
that
six
you
years?
Thought you knew? Isn't this surprising?
No. Somewhat.
And again, I will watch it. I am curious. Let's see how much
pretty
they really
soon,
show.
He's going to have his own logo,
or is it going to be fake?
He's already got his own.
Is
logo.
It going to be fake? It's fake scripted. Like, is he really going to give us behind-the-scenes access?
No, I'm just probably trying to do, like, the Tom Brady Facebook bit.
Whatever it is, you'll criticize it, because you'll hate it.
I will watch it. I will promise you that I will watch it.
Hey, is Adam aware that we were going to give him shine, but he went? Where did he go? Adam, just,
I guarantee he was on the pooper.
Drop T-shirt just said he's in there moping because he missed his time to shine.
Is he?
Yeah, he's throwing a fit.
Mope Central.
I don't know if he's mad at us or somebody
else.
That's
his own fault.
Where was he?
Where was he?
He said he was in the engineering room getting his email fixed.
Look at him. Why are you so bitter? Look, put him on. This is interesting to me. Why are you so angry?
Well, it's just I'm getting emails from my boss of that I need to cut Cakes' quote about Ovi's 600th goal.
What quote
and
did he have?
What Cakes
say something
no
that anybody cares about?
What enlightening quote
silly?
Did he, wait, what did he say?
Of course
what did
he said
say?
Something silly.
What did he say?
There, you can't sit here.
Oh, my God. What did Cakes say that was so interesting?
I don't know. I just got an email that said, this is breaking news. You need to post this right now.
Play the news sounder.
It was. No, he came in before the segment. I forgot. And he said, when did you guys talk about Ovi's goal? And I said, right around 6:20. It actually was before that. It was
I
the
get
first
it, but
segment.
What did Cake say that needs to go up on the website?
I have no idea.
So who knows?
I
said, first and foremost, Groovy started for the third time in a row.
Yeah, well, that's like the eighth
and
bullet point
he,
on that
and,
game.
And then
what are you talking about?
So he then transitioned to Ovi scoring.
Of course.
To me,
because
the
it was
story
the bigger story.
Was that Groovy had the
yeah,
straight
you're,
start.
Yeah, you're greedy for a dollar. The big takeaway is that Ovi potted his 600th. That's
so,
the story from
so
last
Adam,
night.
The more interesting story is Groovy taking over Holpe.
That's a big story. Adam, I will give you 30 seconds, though, to promote your dumb millennial movie thing that Compton did, and I don't know.
So straight we're putting it out there of the best 64 movies since the year 2000 for you to fill out.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.